Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb here at a Throwback Thursday. We don't have to go back to 1927 to find any. We will find it right here and now. Let's get the good of the day.
The good of the day. We needed a voice of reason. From the man of the people.
That's right.
And he actually makes a lot of sense.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, last night was a lot better because most of the legitimate protesters, they were doing sit-ins. I thought the previous nights they were being used by the looters because when they were running around, the looters was using them as smoke screens and the police didn't know who to go after. Last night was a lot better. I saw a police officer who was the head of something, some union, and he said that it was bad because all police officers in America felt like they had a target on them. That is bad. But you know what? Maybe there's a lesson to be learned there because as far as I know, over the years, all black men, whenever a police car came up behind them or next to them, well, we felt like we had a bullseye on us. So maybe they'll use that to maybe better understand how you know, black guys feel when police officers are approaching them. I don't know if these protests are going to work. I mean, we've been doing them for years. I know the media, they get their scoops from the police. So I don't really count on them. You know who's going to stop this from happening? It's policemen. The good policemen has got to start reporting the bad policemen. Every TV show you see, a movie you see, IA, Internal Affairs, who are the people that investigate the police the police, they're considered bad guys. If one of those guys would have turned in Chapin, there was no video, he would have been ostracized by the precinct. That is what has to stop. The police have to turn in the bad police. They know who they are. I'm just saying. Take care.
I'm just saying. Take care. Good job, OJ. Hey, now, one thing that comes from the OJ Made in America documentary is OJ's not in that group of people that when the police came, he would be nervous or scared.
No.
He was not. He had... All of the police officers in Brentwood would like come to his house. That was brought up in the documentary.
Was he nervous? This like some of the comments that you would see. Were, one of them was like, "Was he nervous in the white Bronco when the police were following
yeah,
him?"
Yeah, right.
No,
right. No. He doesn't. No, he does not. He does not live in that, now, that world. He did not have that experience.
I do have to point this out that you know, police policing the police may not have been a good strategy for him.
Right.
Because if someone had policed Mark Furman back in the day, because remember, it was Mark Furman's character.
That's right. That's right.
His character flaws kind of helped OJ's case.
He luckily had a cop that had a checkered background find the glove in the, the alley between him and the yep. guest house. That's where it was. Yeah. He was lucky because another cop had picked it up without any sort of checkered past at all, or an African-American cop that found the glove, OJ would be behind bars right now.
Yep.
So there you go.
It just, you know, but I mean, it does make a lot of sense that you do have to have good police officers kind of, I mean, because that's all was needed. I mean, that was one of the first arguments when we saw Floyd on the ground. With the cop's knee, is like, what if just one of the cops came over and just pushed that guy?
Yeah, it's just
like,
dude,
what are you doing? Get off!
No, yeah, stop! Stop this! Yeah,
man, that's all it took.
Well, way to go, OJ! Way to go!
Yeah,
it's not all
making
bad
sense.
With OJ. Making sense. All right, what is the bad of the day?
OJ making sense. I don't know how you feel about that.
Was he golfing?
Oh, of course.
Because he does that every time.
No, he
seems to make these videos as he's at the course.
Yeah, no, he was outside some course, and it looks like I think he's in Vegas.
I'm OJ golfing, but I just wanted to take time to say that he's always doing that.
Yeah.
All the time. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that there's a Massachusetts man who is being charged for throwing a large pickle at a highway worker in Vermont.
A large pickle?
Pickle.
Okay,
he is in a pickle.
Did he hurt anybody with said pickle?
Well, the highway worker says that it did cause him pain.
Come on.
So, I mean, I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, because we've all seen those big pickles.
Yeah, we're talking
if you're
like
speeding down a highway, like one of those gigantic pickle. I think it's a pickle that you, I don't know the size of the pickle. That's the only thing
it
doesn't say.
Is it a pickle? Is it a pickle that you find in a jar when you go to those like the gas stations and they're
I'm
like,
picturing
wow,
something like that.
Look at
yeah,
that.
It has to be one of those pickles because I mean any other pickle wouldn't hurt. I would think.
Yeah.
You know, you'd just be like, I mean, unless it hits you perfectly, like square in the eye, and you got all that dill juice in your eye, that would hurt.
What's happening to this guy?
Well, he's being charged.
He got arrested.
He has to appear in court in Bennington next month to answer to the charge of simple assault. I'm wondering if the pickle victim will be in court across from him.
You know,
Senate,
do you think
the
judge goes, can you guys figure this out and let's just get out of here?
Yeah, there's bigger things going on. No, what I picture is the guy's going to come in with one of those neck braces.
Right. Right.
You know,
yeah.
And try to get as much money out of the pickle thrower.
Exactly.
And all he needs is Mike Brady to be there to drop a book.
And then
I might be dating myself because nobody might know that reference.
Yeah, that's right. Remember that? And then the guy turned and he got out of it.
Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. Does the guy say, and Judge, I can't go to a restaurant anymore because when I get my plate and that pickle garnish is on the plate, I have flashbacks to this moment and I just don't live a normal life like everybody else.
Tony, PTSD is a real thing.
Yeah. I would do that. I would say, look, I order a burger and fries at the local diner, and it comes with a pickle spear, and I just freak out, and I just can't deal with it, and it just makes conversation uncomfortable. I can't live like this, Judge. I'd go with that. Go with that excuse.
I think that's a valid excuse.
A valid excuse, yeah. Why not? God, I want to see the I don't really want to see the size of the pickle.
Well, don't Google that.
I won't Google
that. Yeah, Googling that might be.
Yeah, it's not safe for work. You never know what you're going to get.
The Vermont worker's probably suffering from PTSD, pickle traumatic stress disorder.
Well, it is Vermont. I'll just say.
They are a little
as
soft
somebody
up
who
there.
Grew up across the way in New Hampshire, it is Vermont.
Well, is this a rivalry as old as time, Vermont, Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Or is it more Vermont, New Hampshire?
More Vermont, New Hampshire. But that's usually over
maybe,
maple syrup.
But what if New Hampshire was the setup man?
True. Could be.
Could have happened. We don't know. Yeah. We don't know. New Hampshire could have called Massachusetts and said, hey, listen, Vermont's been ticking me off, man.
Yeah,
throw a pickle
true.
At them.
It's very true. Despite the love for the sports teams in Massachusetts, there's not a lot of love for Massachusetts in the upper New England states. Like Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont.
Oh, they looked at us, you know, like Southerners.
Yeah,
like you guys aren't New Englanders.
There's a level of arrogance. There's a little state pride that goes on. You know all that. But they love the Boston teams and New England Patriots and all that. But they don't. It's not a lot of other love for Massachusetts.
Quick question: since you're from that area, is Maine actually a state of ours?
I know. That's funny. I've only been to southern Maine. I've never been to like northern Maine, like deep in the woods of Maine. But I hear it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, because like during the pandemic, race riots going on right now. Maine's like non-existent.
Yeah.
Maine's up there just sitting back. Maine's like Canada.
Out. Couple of lighthouses.
Yeah, man. You know? It's just like,
lobster.
Man, you guys are all nuts.
And Stephen King. That's where
he lives. Well, he's the main instigator.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, I saw Jethro Tull in concert in Maine once.
Okay.
That was pretty cool. And I saw Frank Zappa in concert in Maine when I was younger, when I was in high school.
Yeah, nice name dropping.
I did. Frank Zappa. That was about, you know, I'd go to Maine every now and then, Portland, but I wouldn't go any further than that. Didn't go deep into the belly of the beast, if you will. So, but yeah, I'll be following the local New England pickle case now that you brought that up. All right, the dumb of the day.
Oh, boy. You ready?
I am ready.
A 65-year-old man in Flanders, which is a village, town, city, I'm not really sure, in Belgium.
Belgium.
Says he is losing sleep because he has been receiving pizzas he never ordered for nearly a decade.
How often do they come?
Anywhere from once a day up to 14 times a day.
Okay, why isn't... Okay... So I've got
for
a number
10
of questions.
Years.
And nobody has figured out the glitch from to use Office Space terminology.
I have no words for you on that one.
All right, like Milton's not getting a paycheck anymore. We fixed the glitch, right? So he's not going to get a paycheck anymore.
So for 9 years, a little over 9 years, what's his name? Jean Van Landingham in Turnhout in the Antwerp province. Well, that's a lot of Belgian words right there that you guys didn't know you needed to know. Has had a pizza delivery man hand him a whole load of pizzas, anywhere from like once, twice, up to 14 times a day.
This doesn't sound
every
like,
day.
It sounds like somebody's doing this on purpose.
Oh yeah. No, he even goes on to say, it was like one day in January 2019, he had 14 pizzas. He had 10 different delivery men show up at his house.
Okay. This is
one
now,
of which
yeah.
had 14 pizzas with him.
Somehow someone within that company is doing this on purpose.
I don't know if it's in the company or...
Don't you think an owner or a manager would go like, guys, look...
Because here's the rub also, okay? A friend of his who lives like in the next town over or lives in like a neighborhood, next neighborhood over or whatever, she's been going through the exact same thing.
Okay, so what's happening? Like, why isn't anybody going, for a decade, we've been delivering pizzas a day to a person that's not ordering them, who keeps telling us he's not ordering them. Let's figure out why this is happening.
Yeah.
Do we just make them and
just send them out? It's like, oh, it's old man Smith again. Let's deliver it out there. Maybe he ordered pizza this time.
Maybe there is a virus bug in the app or somebody calling and ordering these pizzas.
Well, see, that's the thing, because a friend of his goes through the same thing. Sometimes they get deliveries on the same day, so now they've made it a habit. Like, hey, pizza just came. Be ready.
All right, I'm doing a little detective work. You said a decade, right? 2010. Decade. We were computerized in the pizza industry.
Yes, we were
in 2010. So
I don't know if we had online ordering all
maybe
figured out
not,
yet.
Not, but
or an
is,
app for that. I don't think we had an app for that yet.
That the computer is spitting out orders for this pizza, just like there's a bug in the system that's making the computer every day go, send two pizzas to this guy. And they go, okay, well, let's just do it. We're a machine. We don't have time to think.
Was he a test run?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It just nobody ever removed his name from the
exactly.
test run?
Exactly. Again, fix the glitch. So Milton doesn't get a check.
I mean, you know what? If it happened like for a week, I'd get it. It's like, all right, well, that's, it happens this week, every single day to this guy. That's kind of weird. But 10 years.
Is the pizza good? Like, that's what I want to know.
No idea.
Like, does he go,
I mean, when I
well,
first
it is
read
delicious,
it,
and I'm glad you bring it every day, but, God, I'm getting
when
a little
I first
tired.
Read it, I thought maybe the pizzas were paid for. I'm like, man, why is this guy refusing pizza? What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
But then I was reading through. It was like, no, they're not even paid for it. Somebody just keeps ordering them. He refuses them. He knows that it's costing the restaurant money. But he's like, I don't want pizza. I wonder if there's a time when somebody shows up and goes, you know what? I was kind of hoping you would be here today.
You know what I want to know is there a guy that's going, I have been ordering pizza at that place for the last 10 years and they have not been able to deliver it. I am at 216, 116, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, 116? Oh, we thought it was 114. I'm sorry. I'm sending it to the wrong place.
Well, we thought you said 160.
You're right, 160.
160.
I'm sorry. We're like a block and a half away. We've been dropping off your pizzas. The guy's like, can you finally deliver the pizza? I've been waiting 10 years for you to give me that pizza.
Been writing stern letters to
the owner
of the company.
It's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It boggles my mind. I don't know how you do 10 years worth.
I have no idea how somebody just doesn't sit down and go, why are we delivering pizzas to this guy he doesn't want? Let's figure out why that's happening and let's end why that's happening.
I know why. There must be a new manager every day. Every day is a new manager.
Just wants to make everybody happy. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb wake up call, SB Nation Radio.